The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I think it behooves every one of us to be activists in our sphere of influence. Folks, listen. Every one of you has a sphere of influence. And I don't mean you have to carry pickets and signs if God doesn't lead you to do that. But I believe that every one of us needs to be an activist in one way or another in our sphere of influence. Those of you who are parents with children in school, you need to be an activist. You have a responsibility to know what your children are being taught. Unfortunately and sadly, we can no longer just sit back and trust the public schools. Not every public school is rotten. Not every public school teacher is corrupt. Not every principal is whatever. They're wonderful schools, principals, teachers. But we can't just trust them any longer. We can't. You must become an advocate for your child. You must know what your children is being taught, are being taught. Pardon me. You must. If your school has a sex education program, you better find out whether it's from Planned Parenthood or not. And if it is, you need to protest the pornography that your children are being exposed to, because that's exactly what it is. You don't believe me? Check it out for yourself. I double dog dare you. If Planned Parenthood is the curriculum at your school, you check it out. And if it's not pornography, you tell me. Hey, Bob, I checked it out, and hey, at least this curriculum from Planned Parenthood, I think it's fine. I think it's okay. I hope you'll do that. So check it out. Know what they're teaching your children. Here is an example of this, and here are some parents who are activists, not because they wanted to be, because they needed to be. A mother and father in Oregon have filed a $1 million lawsuit against Woodburn School District. Why? Because they have a seventh grade boy. All right. Son. Yes. Okay. They have a second grade boy. He's 8 years old. All right. Listen to this bizarre story. He has some stomach issues, some digestive issues. So the parents asked the school for special permission to use a staff restroom because it was embarrassing. He has digestive issues and didn't want to use the public bathroom, and he's 8 years old. And so the parents asked the administrators at Nellie Muir Elementary School in Oregon, and they granted special permission to use the staff restroom. Well, the teacher of this boy, second grader, noticed that this boy in her classroom was using the staff restroom. So she assumed with no evidence whatsoever, oh, he must have gender discomfort. He must be confused about his gender, his sexuality, and that's why he's using the staff restroom. Now, nobody told her that. She didn't ask anybody. She just assumed that this was because of gender discomfort. So the teacher determines that it is her responsibility now to educate this child about transgenderism without telling the parents, without telling the principal. So she pulls the kid out of recess. You can't go to recess. She doesn't allow him to go to recess with the rest of the kids. So she can show him videos and books, quote, in an effort to promote that he would become transgender. Quote, the teacher developed a lesson plan without any authorization from the school district, keeping him alone in a classroom, not letting him go to recess until he got through various books and videos. The materials included the book I Am Jazz, episodes of the TV series of the same name, as well as Who Are You? The Kid's Guide to Gender Identity. She did this for an extended period of time. She segregates this kid from the rest of the class. He can't go to recess. She's showing him movies, films, reading him books about transgenderism. One day the kid comes home. He's crying. He's all upset because he's been told he might be a girl. He didn't think that. He had no problems with gender dysphoria or anything like that. He had stomach problems. And this teacher took it upon herself as a personal mission to make this kid transgender. They have filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit is seeking damages for false imprisonment, negligence, emotional distress. Says the ordeal has given the boy gender distress rather than resolving any, including confusion that he might become a girl. He is now afraid and frightened that he might become a girl. He is now in counseling for depression, aggression, and isolation. Quote, he has become afraid of attending his current school, seeing the teacher, and using the boys' bathroom. A year after the incident, the parents said, he feels different now. He feels confused. He's going to a therapist because some radical teacher saw this kid use a staff restroom, which sometimes these transgender kids use the staff restroom rather than the boys or the girls, and she made a conclusion. Without the parents' knowledge, without the principal's knowledge. The lawsuit is seeking $79,999 to pay for current and future therapy and other medical treatment, as well as $920,000 for mental and emotional damages. The school district says it will not comment on an ongoing lawsuit, but the parents say the teacher is still working at the school. Teacher has not been fired. The teacher has not been suspended. The teacher is still teaching. Again, folks, you've got to become an advocate for your children. One of our kids had a horrible teacher in kindergarten. Joy and I were very, very young parents, And he would, our son would come home and he was upset and distressed. We desperately wanted to teach our children, all of them, to respect authority. And so we just kept saying, you know, well, you need to respect your teacher. By the time we really knew and understood that this woman was abusive, a great deal of damage had been done before we finally went and complained. We should have been there much sooner. Well, at the end of that school year, that teacher was removed from kindergarten. She was abusive. And she was just placed in another grade until there were problems there. And then she was placed in another grade and then another grade. And she bounced around the school system for years. We talk about Catholic priests being shuffled from one parish to another. It sometimes happens with teachers as well in the public school system, and it should not happen. I suppose we made many mistakes as parents, but that was one of the big ones. Stand up for your kids. Teach your kids to respect teachers and authority. You should. But you got to become their advocates as well. You have to. Know what your teachers, what their teachers are teaching. Know what's happening in the classroom. Know. If you need to go and sit in the classroom, that is your right, folks. They often don't operate it like it, but they are still public schools, and it's your tax money that keeps those schools operating. Don't ever forget that. Quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Rennie Live.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. I'm still kind of overwhelmed at your generosity last week to free slaves in northern Sudan. It's just, it is mind-blowing what you folks did, and I mean that. Our goal was $6,700. We wanted to set free 27 slaves. I'm sorry, I'm doing some math here. Actually, because of your generosity, 36 and a third slaves will be set free because of your generosity in North Sudan through the Ministry of Christian Solidarity International. The goal was $6,700. So far, because the campaign is still open, now our full day ask is over, but you can still give. And so far, you have given $9,090. $9,090. You know, I believe we could make it to $10,000. Every $250 sets a slave free. Don't have time to go into all the details. At the top of the hour, when we come out of the top of the hour break, I'm going to share with you an interview with Kevin McCullough, who is part of our Salem Media family. He's one of my colleagues. Kevin is nationally syndicated with our parent company, Salem Media. Kevin's a great guy, dear friend, and he has worked for many years with Christian Solidarity International. And I had the opportunity to interview him about his firsthand experience. And it's just incredible. So I'm going to share that with you at the top of the hour. Just to give you more information about Christian Solidarity International. But again, every $250 sets a slave free. 36 slaves are going to be liberated because of your generosity. We're at $9,090. I believe it's very possible to go to $10,000. And here's the number that you can call. If you didn't have the opportunity to call either Thursday or Friday, let me give you the number. 888-253-3522. Yes, you can call now. They are waiting for your call. 888-253-3522. Again, our goal is $6,700. You have given $9,090. I really believe it would be possible to go to $10,000 if just a few more of you would give. Every $250 sets a slave free. Could you give 50, 100? Could you do 250? Maybe somebody could give $910. That would bring us to $10,000. Again, every $250 sets a slave free. We're at 36.3. 888-253-3522. I wanted to give you that update because it is just so incredibly exciting to think that your generosity, folks, 36 people who have been in slavery 20, 25 years, many of them were born in slavery. That's all they've ever known. And now they're going to be liberated and be reunited with family down in South Sudan. And that's the truth. Now, here is what is not the truth before we get to the break. You know, Georgia just passed a very restrictive heartbeat bill, very similar to the heartbeat bill that passed here in Ohio. I want you to listen to some of the news media. Business Insider said, quote, women could get up to 30 years in prison for having a miscarriage after Georgia's harsh new abortion law. Slate, far left news source, Georgia just criminalized abortion. Women who terminate their pregnancies would receive life in prison. The Week headline, Georgia's heartbeat abortion bill could imprison women for life. Glamour magazine, quote, women who have an abortion in Georgia could be sentenced to life in prison. Now, which of those headlines is true? None. Not one of them. In fact, not only is not one of them true, none of them have any truth in them at all. But that's what the left-wing media wants people to believe. And here's, did you notice how close all of them were in their reading? I don't know who lied first. I don't know which of the news sources lied first. But whoever it was, the others followed suit and just, without checking their facts, just printed. Georgia just criminalized abortion. Women who terminate their pregnancies would receive life in prison. That's not true. Georgia's heartbeat bill could imprison women for life. Not true. Women who have an abortion in Georgia could be sentenced to life in prison. No, that's not true. Those who would serve prison time are the abortionists, not the women. Absolute fabrication, total lies about the new heartbeat bill. You see, the left has an ideology, and I hate to say this, but like a lot of Muslims, you are permitted to lie and distort if it advances your cause. Yeah, that's the liberal left. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.